We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is Big 12 This Week.
That's the best we've looked on the stretch this season. That was really good. The ball moved, played fast.
The only official Big 12 radio show.
This conference is deep. It's like 6-7 teams deep. That's how good this conference is.
Big 12 This Week is brought to you by Prime Sport, your go-to source for verified ticket and hospitality packages for the Big 12 Football Championship Game. Natural Light. This football season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. Phillips 66. Live to the full. Also by Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Live from the Learfield IMG College Network Studios, here's your host, Bill Pollack.
Well, welcome. Nice to have you with me again. If you are one of the lucky ones that have power, and you're listening to the original broadcast of Big 12 This Week, which is Wednesday nights, 7 Central. Thank you for joining me. If you are tuning in to catch this as a podcast, which, by the way, you can download Big 12 This Week on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, Big12Sports.com. Then hopefully the weather has broken, that it's opened up, it's warmed up a little bit for you, and that you're starting to thaw. It's really crazy to look at the schedule for Big 12 basketball and see just about everything postponed. It's just, it's been a wild week and a half. And it's been brutally cold and some nasty conditions for most of the country. So I thought the best thing to do is just let's kind of reset where we're at. The weather has postponed Texas at Oklahoma and Texas Tech at TCU. Those games were scheduled for Thursday. They've been postponed. The Oklahoma State at Baylor game scheduled for Saturday, the 20th, that's been postponed. That's some issues with COVID-related, and then you throw the weather on top of that. But Baylor, they've got a really unique situation at the end of the year, and we'll dig a little bit more into that. So that's where we're at in terms of the men's stuff that's been postponed. Now, coming up tonight, actually starting the same time the original broadcast, Kansas and Kansas State, I do want to share some thoughts on this game. I'll get into that as well, because that's it's just an interesting matchup. The Sunflower Showdown. There's always an interesting twist to it. So I do want to touch on that. It's just unfortunate that this is all happening at the same time. So the four games scheduled for Thursday wiped out. So let's look ahead to Saturday. What do we have going on Saturday? Texas Tech will be at Kansas. That's a 1 p.m. Central tip. That will be on ESPN. West Virginia is taking on Texas, 2 p.m. Central. That game is on ABC. Oklahoma State, Baylor postponed. 4 o'clock Central Time, Kansas State at TCU. By then, the weather should clear in Fort Worth. Should be able to get that game going. And then 5 o'clock, the evening start on ESPN2, 5 p.m. Central, Oklahoma at Iowa State. And Iowa State and Oklahoma State met last night on the hardwood. The Cowboys coming away with a 74-58 win. Oklahoma State raced out to a 12-point halftime lead, and the Cyclones shot only 33%, including just 6 of 23 from three-point range, and they now drop to 0-12 in Big 12 play.
We just gave up too many easy baskets, especially starting that first half. I think we adjusted our ball screen coverage, you know, midway through the game and helped. But again, we got it to 7, got it to 9, second half, got it to 6. We've got to sustain longer stretches of doing things the right way.
That's ISU head coach Steve Prohme. The Cyclones made several runs in the second half.
I thought we did a great job of getting back in the game, of weathering a lot of storms, got it to 6, you know, got it to 7, and just had some opportunities where we turned it over, and it was, you know, some four-point swings in that area, but disappointed in the loss, obviously.
Jalen Coleman-Lanz led the Cyclones with 17 points. Iowa State falls to 2-15. For the Cowboys, they improved to 7-6 in the Big 12, 14-6 overall. And we'll get into them a little bit, too. They can be kind of a hot mess at times. 37 minutes from Cade Cunningham. 37 minutes from Rondell Walker. Cunningham had 21 points to lead the Cowboys. Matthew Alexander Moncrief with 19. They shot the ball really well for the game. 48% total, 50% in the first half, as they raced out to a 42-30 lead. All right, let's go to the women's side. They, too, have had some conference games that have been rescheduled. Coming up on Sunday, Baylor will be at Oklahoma. This was a game that was originally scheduled for Saturday. It's been moved to Sunday. And then a game that was scheduled for tonight, Texas at TCU, that's been moved to Sunday, March 7th. So let's look at the schedule now for the Big 12 women. Two games going on tonight, Kansas State at Oklahoma State. That took place earlier today. And then Iowa State taking on Kansas. ISU coach Bill Fennelly says the key for the Cyclones, limit turnovers, run good offense.
Try and play a little bit of pace. And the shots that are there, we got to make them. And last week was the, you know, perfect example. We go from one game we can't make anything to the next game where we made everything. And that's our team. That's not going to change.
Fennelly says the Jayhawks use a variety of combinations.
They play a lot of kids. I think they've only started two players every Big 12 game. So there's going to be a lot of different personnel, but you know, they're always going to guard you really hard.
Iowa State has won the last 11 games in this series. So coming up on Saturday, Iowa State at Oklahoma State, TCU at West Virginia, Kansas at Texas Tech. And hey, need to give a shout out, since I mentioned West Virginia women's basketball, to their coach, Mike Carey, who's been named to the Naismith Women's Coach of the Year late season watch list. That just came out earlier today. Carey is one of 15 coaches named to the late season watch list, and he's the only coach from the Big 12. He's the winningest coach in West Virginia history. Mike Carey is in his 20th season. He's 4-26-220. And earlier this season, Carey picked up his 700th career victory in a win over LSU back in late November. In his 33 seasons of coaching, the Clarksburg, West Virginia native, has a total record of 7-14 and 3-22. Wow. Kerry has been honored as Big 12 Coach of the Year in 2014 after the Mountaineers shared the league's regular season title. And before that, when they were in the Big East, he won it in 2004 and 2010. And he led the Mountaineers to their first Big 12 Conference Tournament Championship in 2017 in an upset win over number 2 Baylor. So congratulations to Coach Kerry. In fact, that was, you know, normally what I like to try to do on Big 12 this week is have a guest or two, but with everything being postponed and everything being canceled, it's like, what do I talk about? What do I ask them? So we'll break it up. We'll do things a little bit different this week. So I was going to try to have Coach Kerry on the show, and we'll push that off, but we certainly need to talk about him, because I feel like West Virginia women's basketball kind of takes a backseat, and it really shouldn't. We talk a lot about Kim Mulkey at Baylor, Sherry Cole at Oklahoma, the new coaches at Texas Tech and Texas. We kind of forget about Coach Kerry. So I had been trying to set something up, and then I see the news that he's added to the Naismith Women's Coach of the Year late season watch list. You got to be technical about it. And so I thought, well, let's just push this off. Let's just have him on a little bit later. Fascinating guy. So congratulations to Coach Kerry and West Virginia having a really good year right now on the women's side. So we'll break down. We'll kind of look at the men's basketball programs, kind of do a snapshot of what all the teams are doing. And then it's the start of Big 12 baseball, and I hope I remember, and I don't have it in front of me. I've got to look at this, but I like Oklahoma softball. Didn't they score like 26 runs in a game like last weekend? I'll have to look that up. Just so we'll touch on some of that stuff too. But yeah, baseball starting up, and the baseball coaches had their teleconference yesterday, so we'll grab some hot takes from them too. So all of that is coming up here on Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
Hey, real quick, we know you're listening to this show because you love your college football team.
Or you just can't quit your college football team. But either way, I'm pretty sure on some level, you're into college football as a whole.
Yeah, that sounds right. So if you're way into all things college football, you gotta listen to the Solid Verbal College Football Podcast.
Strongly agree. We've got preview podcasts, recap podcasts. We do a weekly space-themed big picture college football podcast because, I don't know, we like space and we like college football.
Exactly. And that's because we don't just love college football on the Solid Verbal College Football Podcast. We live it.
Correct. Search for the Solid Verbal wherever you listen to any of your podcasts, or head to solidverbal.com to make it easy and find all the info you need to subscribe to the show absolutely free.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light. Although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we want everyone to stay safe while doing more of what they love. So whether you're planning a fishing trip, heading out for a run, prepping your lease, or playing sports in the backyard, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with curbside pickup available, it's never been easier to shop all our brands in-store and online at academy.com. Because whatever you love doing, we're here to help you have more fun out there.
Join Compass Minerals and the Big 12 in the fight against hunger. Compass Minerals is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the 2021 Big 12 Basketball Food Drive. Between March 1st through the 15th, all Big 12 fans are encouraged to visit harvesters.org/compassminerals and donate while showing allegiance to your respective school. For every $1 you donate, you help provide 3 meals. All donations support Harvesters, the community food network. Make an assist in the fight against hunger with Compass Minerals, a leading provider of essential minerals that solve nature's challenges.
Did you know that every 3 seconds someone in the U.S. needs a blood transfusion? Unfortunately, the COVID-19 pandemic has brought about a chronic national blood shortage, and the need for blood is greater now than it has ever been. To bring awareness to this critical need, Big 12 Conference has partnered with Community Blood Center to host the 2021 Champion Save Lives Blood Drive. The drive will take place Wednesday, March 10th through Friday, March 12th at the Bartle Hall in downtown Kansas City. Registered donors at this drive will be entered in a drawing to win signed memorabilia from your favorite Big 12 men's basketball team. Make your appointment online at savealifenow.org.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here.
A new combo that's music to my ears, okay.
Let's go live.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time. Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we want everyone to stay safe while doing more of what they love. So whether you're planning a fishing trip, heading out for a run, prepping your lease, or playing sports in the backyard, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with curbside pickup available, it's never been easier to shop all our brands in-store and online at academy.com. Because whatever you love doing, we're here to help you have more fun out there.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there. Wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here.
A new combo that's music to my ears, okay.
Let's go live.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time.
Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
Listening to this Allstate commercial about savings might be the hardest thing about getting those savings. Save for simply becoming an Allstate customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. Allstate. Minimum effort, maximum reward.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. DriveWise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
We're back on Big 12 this week. Baylor men's basketball will pick up their schedule in a matchup against Iowa State on Tuesday the 23rd. That will follow six consecutive postponed games. They have home games that have been postponed against TCU, Texas Tech, West Virginia, and Oklahoma State, as well as road games at Oklahoma and at West Virginia. The home game against West Virginia has been rescheduled for Thursday the 25th. So they're going to have a quick turnaround. They're going to play Iowa State on the 23rd and then turn around and then take on West Virginia on the 25th. So two games in 3 days. And then the conference will work with the teams to try to reschedule additional games. So Baylor has, that would be, I guess, five potential games that could be rescheduled during the open week from March 1st to March 7th. And they won't be. Four of those games, as I mentioned, are home games. Two of them are on the road. So the question that lingers is, which games potentially do you make up? And I'm not trying to make this a conspiracy theory at all. I mean, it's a difficult schedule, the games that have to be made up. But I think the Big 12 needs to look big picture. All right, right now, Baylor, number two in the country, undefeated in Big 12 play. And certainly in line for one of the top seeds. And you want to have that chance to have the easiest route as possible, because listen, Baylor's thinking national championship at this point. No doubt. So what do you do in terms of scheduling games that make it easier to keep that overall record undefeated? Keep yourself in good standing with the committee? Well, I would think you would want to try to schedule the game against TCU. No disrespect to TCU. But they're 4-6. Do you go with Texas Tech? Do you try to schedule that game? Yeah, probably. You certainly want the home game against Oklahoma State. But do you want to schedule a second game with West Virginia? I mean, do you want to travel to West Virginia? No way. No way. You're not going to do that. And you're certainly not going to travel to Oklahoma. Now, I don't know, you know, what type of conversations that will be had between conferences and schools. But again, look, I mean, you got to be realistic about it. You got to look at what's going to make the most sense. And really, what makes the most sense is you got to try to keep Baylor at home. And then you got to kind of watch who they have to play. So I get that. And then on top of, so not only will they take on Iowa State, and then a couple of days after that, they'll take on West Virginia. But then I think they also have Kansas that will come up in a couple of days after that. So they're going to have three games in 5 days. That's going to be tough. So obviously, when you take all this time off, the one thing, look, they really felt like they're shooting, like they couldn't miss. They were playing with unbelievable confidence. Not only do they have the experience, but just playing with unbelievable confidence. Well, now you take some of this time off. How rusty are you? Yeah, probably quite a bit. Conditioning, that's a big issue. I mean, it's going to be hard enough. I mean, I guess you're taking on an Iowa State team that's, at the time of this broadcast, 0-12. That's a good way to kind of ease yourself back in. But then you've got West Virginia and Kansas. Boom, boom. You're going to have your legs under you. I mean, this is a tough haul here for Baylor. They're going to have to try to ramp back up as quick as they can. Get ready for the Big 12 tournament. Squeeze as many games as you can in. Oh, and then let's get ready for the NCAA tournament. So, yeah, it'll be pretty tough. It'll be interesting to see how the final schedule shakes out. And do they get, you know, four of them in? Maybe they only do three of the games. So it's going on right now at the same time of this original broadcast of Big 12 this week. Which, by the way, you can check out the show on Fridays on the Big 12 channel on Sirius XM channel 375. So many different ways to get Big 12 this week. But it's the Sunflower Showdown. Kansas State is hosting the Kansas Jayhawks. Kansas State had a tough one against Oklahoma State, 67-60 loss. They got beat convincingly, though. And they're on pace to set a record. 12 straight losses. That now stands as the longest single-season losing streak in program history. And it will have to win one of its next three games to avoid breaking the overall record of 14 straight losses, which happened by the K-State Wildcats back in 1923. And now you've got KU, who, after getting bumped from the AP rankings for the first time in many, many weeks, you've got a Jayhawks team that is coming into this game with a three-game win streak. They got a wake-up call. And they won the earlier meeting by 23. Now, in these matchups, which has been heavily dominated by the Jayhawks, the games are a little bit closer inside Bramlage. But K-State is only going to have about 1,500 fans. So you don't have that home field, home court, excuse me, working for you if you're Bruce Weber. Kansas State, if they want any chance in this game, they've got to make it happen around the rim. That's their strength, rim scoring, rebounding. It's certainly not from three-point range. They've got the worst mark in the Big 12, under 31%. And if you are going to get anything from the outside, Nigel Pack and Mike McGurl have to be the guys that do it. And that certainly did not happen, as they were just 5 of 21 from three-point range the first time they met at Allen Fieldhouse in a 74-51 win for Kansas. And then you have to look at the outside shooting for the Jayhawks, and Christian Brown, the Kansas native, listen, he loves this game. He loves this rivalry game. He's 12 of 23 on three-pointers in three games. Now, he hasn't been a scoring machine for this team in 2021, at least in the calendar part of the season. He hasn't scored 20 points since January 1st. But there's a lot of motivation here from the Jayhawks side. They got to keep things rolling here. They left the rankings on the – they were in, for an NCAA record, 231 weeks in the top 25. The last time that Kansas wasn't ranked – I don't know if you heard this at all or not. Week 11 of the 2008-2009 season. Think about what you were doing back in 2008-2009. That was the last time the Jayhawks were not ranked. They entered the poll on Groundhog's Day of 2009, and they stayed there until last Monday. So they set the NCAA record 222 consecutive weeks, being ranked number 7 and surpassing the 221 weeks set by UCLA back from 66 to 80. And until Monday's game against Oklahoma State, Kansas had played in 433 consecutive games as a ranked team. That's just an incredible number. Just incredible. All right, Texas Tech, the Red Raiders, they're scheduled to get back in action against Kansas, 1 p.m. on Saturday in Lawrence. We mentioned that earlier. The team has now had postponements with games against Baylor, Iowa State, and two against TCU. Texas Tech is scheduled to host Texas on Saturday, February 27th. So they've had kind of an up and down in terms of their postponements and scheduling and all that. And the D1 Men's Basketball Committee, they had their top 16 on Saturday. They had the Red Raiders in as a number 4 seed and number 14 overall. Now, they took a little bit of a hit. They got dropped to 15th in the AP poll, and that will roll them back from the number 4 seed. But this is a Red Raiders team that, you know, with Chris Beard, you can't count them out. They've advanced to the Elite Eight in 2018, the national final in 2019, and they were going to make their third straight NCAA appearance last season, too. So don't count them out. Keep an eye on them. But, yeah, they're kind of muddling right there in the middle of the pack at 6-5. And I think there's a big separation. Baylor, Oklahoma, Kansas, Texas, West Virginia. And then I think from the other five, you get kind of iffy. Oklahoma State talked about them too. They're middle of the road. I mean, when it comes down to the win loss column for the Cowboys, they're consistently inconsistent. And we'll talk more about them and the rest of the Big 12 when we come back on Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
Allstate now has deeper savings, and deeper savings require deep thoughts and a deep voice. Like mine. Save for being a new customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. As someone once said, saving today is money tomorrow. That's deep.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. DriveWise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and cream soda's here. A new combo that's music to my ears, okay. Let's play.
Cream soda and Dr. Pepper time.
Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and cream soda.
A delicious duet.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and seven trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that eight. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint, then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Join Compass Minerals and the Big 12 in the fight against hunger. Compass Minerals is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the 2021 Big 12 Basketball Food Drive. Between March 1st through the 15th, all Big 12 fans are encouraged to visit harvesters.org/compassminerals and donate while showing allegiance to your respective school. For every $1 you donate, you help provide three meals. All donations support Harvesters, the community food network. Make an assist in the fight against hunger with Compass Minerals, a leading provider of essential minerals that solve nature's challenges.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we want everyone to stay safe while doing more of what they love. So whether you're planning a fishing trip, heading out for a run, prepping your lease, or playing sports in the backyard, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with curbside pickup available, it's never been easier to shop all our brands in-store and online at academy.com. Because whatever you love doing, we're here to help you have more fun out there.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light, although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer, so move over basic seltzers of the world because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages, sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we want everyone to stay safe while doing more of what they love. So whether you're planning a fishing trip, heading out for a run, prepping your lease, or playing sports in the backyard, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with curbside pickup available, it's never been easier to shop all our brands in-store and online at academy.com. Because whatever you love doing, we're here to help you have more fun out there.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there, wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Listening to this Allstate commercial about savings might be the hardest thing about getting those savings. Save for simply becoming an Allstate customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. Allstate. Minimum effort, maximum reward.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-wise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
We're back on Big 12 This Week. I'm Bill Pollack. Our can't-miss game of the week is presented by Tickets for Less. TicketsForLess.com, the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12. And it's got to be baseball. The State Farm College Baseball Showdown, which will take place at the new Globe Life Field in Arlington. The three-day season opening tournament will feature six of the NCAA's top-ranked baseball programs from the Big 12 and the SEC. Texas, Texas Tech, TCU, representing the Big 12, Mississippi State, Ole Miss, and Arkansas, representing the SEC. They've pushed it back a date. It'll all get started on Saturday at 11 a.m., obviously weather permitting. Well, no, they got they close that thing up, right? Yeah. Well, I guess if they need to travel, they're sure, right? But that'll be a great way to start the baseball season. Some great teams. So that's our can't-miss game of the week. I'm trying to think positive. I'm trying to think warm weather, spring weather. It's our can't-miss game of the week, presented by Tickets for Less, the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12. All right, let's get back. We're talking some basketball. Oklahoma State, consistently inconsistent. I mean, they're 7-6. And when you talk middle of the road, I mean, that's it. They lost to TCU twice by a total of 4 points. They split with Texas. They split with Kansas. They beat up Iowa State, beat up K-State. They had that second half meltdown against West Virginia, a meltdown in the second half against Texas Tech, but they win that in overtime. So they're just kind of all over the place. Really an interesting and a fascinating basketball program. And Cade Cunningham is fun to watch. And I mean, when they're on, man, they're really good. It'll be interesting to see, because they're going to make the tournament since that NCAA appeals committee will not hear their case. So they're going to be in. They'll make the tournament. I really believe that. It'll be fun to watch, see what they do. The Oklahoma Sooners have won 6 of their last 7. They've moved up to 9th in the AP Top 25. The one-point double overtime win over West Virginia. They only beat Iowa State by 5, lost to Texas Tech by 5, beat number 9 Alabama by 5. They tipped Texas by 1, beat then number 9 Kansas by 7, and then 2 blowout wins over K-State and TCU. That's what's been going on in their run. Now, but they were doing this with some key players out. So, look, I'm impressed. They're going to have Texas, then games at Iowa State and Kansas State, a pair of home games, home and homes with Oklahoma State. I mean, another 4 wins gets them to 12. They could definitely be trending up. And what did Joe Lunardi have them at, a 3 seed? I mean, I don't know if they can get higher than that. They'd have to make a pretty big run in the Big 12 tournament. But I think they definitely need those wins to stay up in that higher elevation. Because they're getting noticed, but I think a couple of stumbles and OU could really drop. So while there may not be much to gain, there may not be much headroom for Oklahoma, I think it's important for them to win. Otherwise, they start dropping and they might drop down pretty fast. And then West Virginia, to me, is one of the most fascinating teams. On January 1st, it was announced that big man Oscar Tshiebwe was leaving the program. And this was a team that was built about getting the ball inside. You know, a lot of, you know, guard play in college basketball in general. And they kind of went against the grain a little bit. And you were looking at West Virginia at the beginning of the year and saying, this team could make some noise. But Tshiebwe announces he's leaving the program. And he was kind of having an off year anyway. Things just not working out. But after that announcement, they lost 2 of their next 3, 75-71 at OU. They beat OSU in Stillwater, 87-84. And then they lost at home to number 4 Texas, 72-70. And just like that, by a matter of 6 points, they dropped to 2-3 in Big 12 play. And Coach Huggins, a little bit at a loss. And from purely a basketball standpoint, the best thing to happen to them was taking a pause. Now, that was because of COVID issues. And to say that that's the best thing that could have happened, that's not, obviously that doesn't fly. But what I mean, though, is I think it gave them a chance to pause. Because they came back 2 weeks later against Kansas State, and they rattled off 5 straight Big 12 wins. There was the SEC Big 12 Challenge loss to Florida, and then Saturday's double overtime loss to Oklahoma. But that break kind of allowed them to hit the reset button. That's what I feel. Because you kind of thought the Mountaineers could be a good team. Tshiebwe leaves. They drop 2 out of 3, and then the season kind of spiraling out of control. And instead of having that game at Baylor, that gets postponed. And my guess would be that that one doesn't get made up. So that could even be a plus for West Virginia. in the long run anyway. And then instead, they kind of get back into it, taking on K-State. So it worked out. And, again, in a twisted way, listen, nobody wants to pause their activities because of COVID. That's not. But from a basketball standpoint, if you're going to have a pause, if you're going to have a break, it seemed to have come at a good time for West Virginia. Absolutely. I'm Bill Pollack. Thanks for listening. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we want everyone to stay safe while doing more of what they love. So whether you're planning a fishing trip, heading out for a run, prepping your lease, or playing sports in the backyard, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with curbside pickup available, it's never been easier to shop all our brands in-store and online at academy.com. Because whatever you love doing, we're here to help you have more fun out there.
The Big 12 Conference is proud of its basketball roots in Kansas City, and we'd like to recognize our community partners for the 2021 Phillips 66 Big 12 Men and Women's Basketball Championships. Compass Minerals, Harvesters, the Community Food Network, the Community Blood Center of Greater Kansas City, and First Watch Restaurants. Thank you for your support of Big 12 basketball and for helping us show our KC pride at this year's tournament.
Join Compass Minerals and the Big 12 in the fight against hunger. Compass Minerals is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the 2021 Big 12 Basketball Food Drive. Between March 1st through the 15th, all Big 12 fans are encouraged to visit harvesters.org/compassminerals and donate while showing allegiance to your respective school. For every $1 you donate, you help provide three meals. All donations support Harvesters, the community food network. Make an assist in the fight against hunger with Compass Minerals, a leading provider of essential minerals that solve nature's challenges.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here.
A new combo that's music to my ears, okay.
Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time.
Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
Allstate now has deeper savings, and deeper savings require deep thoughts and a deep voice, like mine. Save for being a new customer. Save more for adding DriveWise, and save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. As someone once said, saving today is money tomorrow. That's deep.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-wise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light, although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer, so move over basic seltzers of the world because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Back on Big 12 This Week, I'm Bill Pollack. Let's go through some hot takes. We got time for just a few hot takes from the baseball coaches as the baseball season gets ready this weekend. We'll start with West Virginia. They open up this Friday in Atlanta, Georgia, against Georgia State. And Randy Mazey on the Big 12 preseason teleconference call talked about his team used to playing and preparing in inclement weather. And I know a lot of coaches making a push that they should not be playing baseball in the winter.
Well, as I look around the league and see the weather in Oklahoma and Texas right now, I think I'll have a lot of supporters not be playing college baseball in the wintertime. But yeah, it's something we've gotten used to. And, you know, we've traditionally, because of our facilities up here, traditionally, we've always gotten off to a pretty good start during the season because of what we're able to do in the preseason. You might think just because there's snow on our field that we don't get to practice much, but that's not the case at all. We still have tremendous facilities that allow our pitchers to pitch and hitters to see live pitching and play inter-squad. So this doesn't set us back at all because we're prepared for it. But, you know, when you get 5 or 6 inches of snow on your field in Texas, that's a little bit different than doing it in Morgantown because down there, you know, just like going to the grocery store, you can't find bread and milk. You can't find snow plows to get snow off the field either. So
Texas Tech is favored to win the Big 12. And I mentioned that they're going to be in that big tournament in Arlington on Saturday. Tim Tadlock says his team is strong up the middle, and he really likes his pitching.
Our pitching depth looks really good on paper. A lot of guys that with really good arms, ability to go out and execute pitches for sure, and short stints. I think all of us are kind of curious on how pitchers are going to handle, you know, loads and all that stuff after all the time off. And
TCU got one first place vote in the preseason polls. They're in second in the preseason rankings, right behind the Red Raiders. They too will be taking part of that Big 12 SEC challenge in Arlington. Jim Schlossnagel says with no preseason all Big 12 players on the list from the Horned Frogs, he calls his roster unique, and he's fine with it.
We're a really unique situation. We're actually we're one of the older teams in the country, but we're actually a pretty inexperienced team. So in other words, you know, we have a lot of juniors and seniors and fifth year seniors, but we have some guys that never played a Big 12 game. Our weekend rotation, if it has a combined one Big 12 start. And
so,
you know, we don't have anybody that is necessarily, with the exception of Halen Green. I think Halen Green, a left-handed relief pitcher for us, I think he was deserving, but there's not one argument I could make with any player that was on that team that one of our guys should have been ahead of it. And, you know, we're cool with that.
And the other hot take that I want to play from you is from Longhorns head coach David Pierce. Of course, they'll be at Globe Life Field this weekend as well. I've been talking about the big tournament. And, you know, they've been playing at Houston in Minute Maid Park for several years, but this year they open the season in Arlington. And he talks about the differences of playing in a college stadium as opposed to a major league stadium, which is cool for the players, but that expansed seating with not a lot of fans, how much of a difference does that make?
Well, first of all, I think we have a chance to get better attendance just because of the central location. And I do think that, you know, anytime you play in a pro venue, you're looking at, you know, a place that seats 40,000 capacity compared to a much more comfortable environment, a much more smaller environment. It gives that vibe. But, you know, we've played in the Minute Maid tournament for the past 10 years. We're going up to Globe Life this year. And so you can create 15,000 to 20,000 people in that environment and really feel like you're much more in a championship environment than, say, just a typical weekend series in a pro venue. So I think it's going to be great. I'm going to miss Oklahoma City, but at the same time, excited about a change as well.
All right, so again, looking at the preseason favorites, Texas Tech ran away with its 7 first-place votes, 63 points total. TCU was second with 52. They got one first-place vote. Texas got a first-place vote. They finished in third, 6 points behind TCU. Oklahoma State is fourth, Oklahoma fifth, West Virginia sixth, Kansas State seventh, Baylor is eighth, and Kansas rounds out the 9-team field. So it all gets started Friday, and from that point on, we got baseball rolling just about every single day of the week. It's going to be a lot of fun, too. More coming up on Big 12 this week from Learfield, IMG College.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here.
A new combo that's music to my ears, okay.
Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time. Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we want everyone to stay safe while doing more of what they love. So whether you're planning a fishing trip, heading out for a run, prepping your lease, or playing sports in the backyard, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with curbside pickup available, it's never been easier to shop all our brands in-store and online at academy.com. Because whatever you love doing, we're here to help you have more fun out there.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there, wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Did you know that every 3 seconds someone in the U.S. needs a blood transfusion? Unfortunately, the COVID-19 pandemic has brought about a chronic national blood shortage, and the need for blood is greater now than it has ever been. To bring awareness to this critical need, Big 12 Conference has partnered with Community Blood Center to host the 2021 Champions Save Lives Blood Drive. The drive will take place Wednesday, March 10th through Friday, March 12th at the Bartle Hall in downtown Kansas City. Registered donors at this drive will be entered in a drawing to win signed memorabilia from your favorite Big 12 men's basketball team. Make your appointment online at savealifenow.org.
Listening to this Allstate commercial about savings might be the hardest thing about getting those savings. Save for simply becoming an Allstate customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. Allstate. Minimum effort, maximum reward.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. DriveWise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here.
A new combo that's music to my ears, okay.
Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time.
Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we want everyone to stay safe while doing more of what they love. So whether you're planning a fishing trip, heading out for a run, prepping your lease, or playing sports in the backyard, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with curbside pickup available, it's never been easier to shop all our brands in-store and online at academy.com. Because whatever you love doing, we're here to help you have more fun out there.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light, although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer, so move over basic seltzers of the world because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Allstate now has deeper savings, and deeper savings require deep thoughts and a deep voice, like mine. Save for being a new customer. Save more for adding DriveWise, and save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. As someone once said, saving today is money tomorrow. That's deep.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. DriveWise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
You're listening to Big 12 this week. You can listen to it on TuneIn under College Sports Now. So, I almost forgot about it. I wanted to talk about this Oklahoma softball. Softball started this weekend. How many teams have played? All right, so four teams have played. Kansas 1-3, Oklahoma State 2-0, Iowa State 5-0, and Oklahoma 4-0. And I saw this. I can't. it jumped out at me, and I was like, holy moly. Last Friday morning, they were playing at the Minor Invitational in El Paso, Texas. Oklahoma opened up the season with a 29-0 win over UTEP. 29-0. And I'm assuming that that was five innings, right? They got that in five innings? Yeah. Yeah. 13 runs in the first. Wow. So it's incredible. So they did that, and then they played later. Oh, that was on Thursday morning. Did I say Friday? It doesn't matter. I'm all over the place today. That's what happens when I'm riding solo and I don't have people to keep me focused. All right, so the Sooners open up with a 29-0 win, 13 runs in the first inning, Thursday morning, last Thursday morning at UTEP. Then they play in the afternoon against Abilene Christian. They win that 9-0. They come back Friday morning, beat Abilene Christian 11-0. So now they've outscored opponents 49-0 in their first three games. And then they wrap up Friday afternoon, and they beat UTEP 21-2. And that, it took them a little while to get going. They were only up 6-2 after three innings. And then they put up an 8 spot and a 7 spot. So they, listen, I got to run this through. I can't even add all this up. I've got to run this through the Bozo Pewter. How many runs is it? 29, and it's 49, 20. 70-2. Thank you, Bozo Pewter. 70. Oklahoma outscored their opponents at the Minor Invitational. Which leads me to, I'm fascinated by this. I don't know why I'm just fascinated by the amount of runs. But Oklahoma's Tierra Jennings and Iowa State right-handed pitcher Ellie Spellhog were named the Big 12 Softball Players of the Week. Spellhog is the pitcher of the week. But let me talk about Jennings, though. And I think this needs to be our Making It Look Natural segment of the week, presented by Natural Light Seltzer, the official hard seltzer of the Big 12 Conference. Aloha Beaches. Oh, boy, doesn't that sound nice if you're in Texas? Aloha Beaches, Catalina Lime Mixer, Big 12 Meat, Natty Light Seltzer, your new game day necessity. All right, let me tell you about Jennings. I don't have any of the highlights, but let me just tell you what she did. It was a college debut for the ages. Jennings went 12 for 13 at the plate with 5 home runs, 12 RBIs. That's a .983 batting average. I'm reading it. I don't need the Bozo Pewter to... The true freshman from San Pedro, California, hit 3 of the Sooners' NCAA single-game record 13 homers in the opener against UTEP. Oh, yeah, I left that part out, too. She finished the weekend with 30 total bases, 8 extra base hits, and they outscored their opponents 70-2. Wow. Nice start for Miss Jennings and the Sooner softball team. Jennings, Tierra Jennings, Making It Look Natural, presented by Natural Light Seltzer. I'll wrap things up next on Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light, although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer, so move over basic seltzers of the world because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages, sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we want everyone to stay safe while doing more of what they love. So whether you're planning a fishing trip, heading out for a run, prepping your lease, or playing sports in the backyard, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with curbside pickup available, it's never been easier to shop all our brands in-store and online at academy.com. Because whatever you love doing, we're here to help you have more fun out there.
Welcome back to Big 12 This Week. You know, listen, for flying solo, I had fun listening to myself talk. Usually, I will have guests, and they will join us on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline. I failed to mention that earlier, so I do want to mention Academy Sports and Outdoors, the official sporting goods and outdoor retailer of the Big 12, and I appreciate their sponsorship of Big 12 this week. All right, well, that will wrap things up. Listen, first and foremost, stay warm, stay safe. Take care of those around you that need extra help as we kind of get through this winter blast. And hopefully, if your life has been disrupted because of this weather, whether you're in Iowa, up in the mountains of West Virginia, or anywhere in Oklahoma, Texas, Kansas, please be safe. And I appreciate you listening. We will talk to you next week on Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College, Big 12 This Week has been brought to you by Prime Sport, your go-to source for verified ticket and hospitality packages for the Big 12 Football Championship Game. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Phillips 66, live to the full. And by Natural Light. This football season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Big 12 Sports Network.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.